We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shiluah HaKein, Halacha Beis. Yesterday, in the previous Shir, we did a short paragraph where Rav Nosson Zal gave the introduction from Torah Yud Beis in Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoidoi. And now we're going to continue from there. V'zeh Bechinas Mitzvahs Shiluah HaKein. With the introduction, with the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal presents over there in Ayeh about the 10 statements of creation, and that the Sitrachra, the Klipois, they draw their nourishment from the hidden statement of creation, the holiest one, Bereishis, which is called Maimar Sosum. And Rabbeinu Zal also said that when a person falls, when a Jew falls spiritually, and he falls way down, if the person reaches out to Hashem and he says, Hashem, where are you? I am a Koim Kevoidoi. He can connect to this Maimar Sosum, to this hidden statement of creation, which is the Keser, which is very, very high level of Kedusha. And this is called Yerida Tachlis Aliyah. It's a fall, a drop that results in an incredible rise. Vezeh Bechinas Mitzvahs Shiluah HaKein. It's written in the Tikkunei Zohar and in many other holy Sforim, Shekan Sipur Marames al Ashchina Kavyochum, that a bird's nest is a symbol, is symbolic of the Shechina, the spirit of Hashem. Ukishenizdamin loy kan sipur baderech daiko, and the Pasuk says there, a person will be walking on the road and he comes across a bird's nest. That term, on the road, k'moshom rabbi seinazal, as the Gemara says, baderech, the Torah says you'll come across this on the road, prat l'mezuman. That comes to exclude if you put it there, or somebody else put it there. Then you cannot perform the mitzvah of shiluah hakam. It's got to be that you came upon it by chance, in a sense, that kind of thing. Zer remez al golus hashchina. This alludes to the exile of the Shechina, shegola mimkoimo kaviyochel, which has been exiled from its proper place. The proper place for the Jewish people and for the Shechina is Eretz Yisrael. As a result of our sins and all the mistakes and everything, the Jewish people were evicted from Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah tells us that the Shechina has come with us into exile. So both of us, the Jewish people and the Shechina, are not in our place. Vazay nemar, and when that situation exists, the Pasuk says, Kitzipor noidedes menkino, like a bird which is wandering around from its and lost from its nest. Ki bavoinoseinu horabim, hashchina begolus, bebechinas ki yikori lefonak, because unfortunately, due to our sins, the Shechina, when it's in exile, is referred to as this bird's nest that you'll happen to meet that's on the road. It's not in its proper place. The Shechina Kdosh is on the road, which means it's wandering, it's in exile. Va'azai mutol al kol echod shenizdamin lafonav akan sipor hazeh. And when that situation exists, there's an obligation on every single person who comes upon that bird's nest, lirois lehishtade lesakein zeh hakan sipor, to try to do whatever they can to correct, to fix the problem with that bird's nest. In order to elevate the Shechina, to take it out of exile and elevate it and return it to its proper place. And the main tikkun for the Shechina is based on what we described in the previous paragraph. It comes from that very high place called Ayeh, Maimar Sosum, the hidden statement of creation. Because the main concept of the Shechina being in exile, which means, another way of saying that is, that Hashem's kingdom has gone into hiding, Hashem's authority is not obvious, it's not visible. kaviyachol machmas is gabrus haklipois vasitra achra bavanisenu arabim, as a result of the fact that the klipois and the sitra achra, the forces of tumah, have become strong as a result of our sins. Umi shezoicha lahakirois seisborach achshav begolus hamarazeh. Therefore, a person who is zoicha to recognize Hashem now in this bitter golus, in this bitter exile, how? Because the person is privileged to be from those who believe and realize ki be'emes malchusoi ba'koil mashola, that the truth is, the fact is, that Hashem rules everywhere, whether we see it or we don't see it, whether it's obvious or not, even if it seems to us that there are certain great forces working now, certain great powers working against Hashem, they're also being funded by Hashem. They're also being given their whole life and sustenance and power comes only from Hashem. V'afal pi sheho akum shehem haklipos moishlim al Yisrael am kodosh. And even though right now in exile, the non-Jews, which are the klipos, the tumah, the impurity, are ruling over the Jewish people. They're the ones who seem to be making the decisions. They're calling the meetings. They're calling the shots. Afal pikein, despite that, even though it looks that way, ma'aminim, we believe, ki haklipos bi'atzmom he'mekablem chiyus mimenu yisborach, that these klipos, these forces of tumah, these nations that are operating against Hashem seemingly, they are receiving their energy, their life from Hashem. Ki hu yisporach mechaya es kulam. Hashem is giving life to all of them. Umalchusoi bakoil mashallah. And Hashem's kingdom is ruling everywhere. Rak shehe mekablim chiyus mebechinas aye maimar sosmal. It's just that these other guys, this other side, is receiving its energy, its life, from that hidden statement of creation, Bereishis Bor Elokim, which corresponds to Aye, Aye Mekoyim Kevoido, the Keser. Val Yedei Shema'aminim V'yoidim Zois Be'emes, and by a Jew believing this and realizing this in a serious way, Ayedei Zeh Heim Nichnoim V'noiflim, that's what brings about the defeat and the downfall of our enemies, the Sitra Achra. When the Jewish people realize who's boss, who's in charge, that Hashem is in charge, and everything in this world is drawing its energy from Hashem, even those who seem to be opposing Hashem, when we realize that and believe in that the way we're supposed to, that will bring about our faith, will bring about the downfall of all of these forces. Ki ikr chiyusam hu rak mebechinas ha-hastoro v'ha-alomo sh'amayim arsosim k'nam. Because what's keeping those guys alive is the fact that that statement of creation is hidden. The fact that Hashem is hidden. The fact that it's Hashem is not visible. That's what's keeping them alive. Avol tekev kishezoichen leida ulegaloi zois. But the moment a Jew or the Jewish people realize this, and we don't let Hashem hide. We say, I see you hiding over there. I know it's you, Hashem. I know that everything going on in this world is only Hashem. When we recognize and we believe that properly, shegam heim mekablim chiyus menesporach, that even these terrible nations that hate the Jewish people and try to do every kind, trying to destroy the Jewish people, which means they're trying to destroy Hashem, even they are receiving their chiyus from Hashem, azai ein lohem shum chiyus. The moment they're revealed, they're dead meat, like they say. Lahavdil, we know in spy stories, when we talk about the Mossad and the other turkeys, as long as the guy's identity is hidden, as long as nobody knows who he is, he's alive. The second he is exposed, he's as good as dead. Lahavdil, as long as Hashem is hidden, as long as people do not recognize Hashem, do not realize the presence of Hashem, these other forces are alive and functioning and thriving, these other nations. The minute we reveal it, the minute we, the Jewish people, uncover Hashem, the minute we don't allow Hashem to stay hidden, but we say, I know you're over there, we know it's only Hashem, the minute we believe that and we realize that and we broadcast that, those other nations fall. Because they can only, their strength comes from Hashem being covered up and hidden. The moment Hashem is uncovered, they lose their strength. Azai elim shumchias v'nichnu avan is batal legamri v'azai nizgale malchusei zborach. And then Hashem's kingdom and authority is really revealed in its fullest sense. Ki ikar hahalomo hoyomachmas is gabrus haklipois kanal. Because what was keeping Hashem hidden, what was making people not see Hashem, was the fact that these klipois were powerful. The more power the klipois, the sitrachra have, the more hidden Hashem is. The more people don't see Hashem and don't believe in Hashem. Aval kishen is battling haklipois, but when we zeicha to bring about the downfall of the klipois, when we eliminate them, azai nizgale malchuseis brokavio, then Hashem's kingdom becomes revealed completely. And with this we'll understand this mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. Shaleach tishalach esoeim v'sabonim tikach. Rav Nosson Zal says, when the Pasuk says, Shaleach tishalach, send away, send away. Ze bechinas aye, maimar sosum. That corresponds to that hidden statement of creation. Because when we send away the mother bird, azai hi poirachas vinis alemes meinov, what does it do? It flies away, and you don't see it anymore. It becomes invisible. V'loi noida mekoimo aye, and we no longer know where that mother bird is. A few minutes ago, it was right here in front of us on the nest. Now you pushed it away, you chased it away. Now aye. Where is it? Where is it? V'al kein ayidei zeh shemeshaleach esoeim, by sending away the mother, ayidei zeh hu merames umare she'ikr chius elu hatziporim hu mebechinas haye. By doing that, we're showing that these birds that remain in the nest, the baby birds, where are they drawing their life from? From aye, from something that's hidden, from something that flew away. Because their mother is the source of their life. These baby chicks need their mother. Their life depends on their mother. When we chase away the mother, then we're attaching the source from which these baby birds draw their life, which is their mommy, we're attaching their mommy to aye, maimar sosum, to that hidden statement. Because again, we chased away the bird, the mother bird, now it's hidden from us. The mother bird is in the status of aye. Vazai yochoy likach esabonim lesaknum olahaloysam. And now you're ready to take those baby chicks and to elevate them. Ki ikar hatiltul shelakan sipoir humachmas is gabrus haklipos kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the reason why the Shechina is in Golus, the reason why this bird's nest is on the road over there, which symbolizes the Shechina being in exile, is because the forces of Tuma are strong now. Because of the Isgabrus HaKlipos. Shemachmazeh nis'alei malchusoi. Kavyochel. As a result of that, Hashem's authority, Hashem's greatness is in hiding, is hidden. When they're in power, Hashem appears to be out of power, chas v'shalom. Shezeh b'chinas golus ha-shechina kanal. That's what's referred to as the exile of the Shechina. Because the term Shechina is synonymous with Malchus, kingdom. The Shechina is Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which is Malchus, which is Klal Yisrael. The Jewish people are what make up the kingdom of Hashem. All of these terms, the Jewish people, Shechina, Malchus, are all really one. Aval kimishalchen esoim. But when we send away the mother, v'loy noidam mekoymaye, and we no longer know where the mother is, boze megalinsh, by that we show sheshoyresh chiyusam shel elu hatziporim, that the source of life of those little birds, shehu ha'em, which is their mother, hu bebechinas aye. Their mother has gone into hiding, into aye, into where? Kimishom hu chiyus kol hadvorim sheboilam, because that's really the source of life of everything in this world. Ki hu mechayes kulam, because Hashem is the one that gives life to everything. Vafilu haklipos biatzma mekablim chiyus mebechina zu, and even the klipos themselves receive their chiyus from Hashem, from that hidden statement. Vazai kishemegalin zois, and when we show this, azai heim nechnoim v'nizbatlin kanal. This brings about a mapola, a downfall for the klipos and the sitrachra. Vazai yecholim lika chabonim, and then we're able to take those chicks. Because the klipos and the sitrachra that would want to attach itself to those baby birds is gone. It's been destroyed. Shemach mazeh hakan tzipor bebechinas golus v'tiltum. That's why this bird's nest is on the road over there. It's on the street. It's outside. Because of the fact that ki achshov nizbatlu kulam, we're saying that now you can take those baby chicks because the Ra and the Klipos, which were attached to them, and how do we know they were attached to them? Because that's why the bird's nest was out there on the road. The Shechina's in Golos, because the Klipos are attached to it. But now that we did this mitzvah, we chased away the mother bird, so we showed that we recognize that our source of life, the mother, is aye, is away. It's where, it's hidden. Through that, ki achshav nizbatlu kulam aydei b'china shaleach tishalach. We destroyed, we eliminated all of the sitrachras, all the klipos, by that sending away, shehi b'chinas aye. When we sent away the mother bird, we turned on that light bulb called aye, that where, that maimar sosum. And by revealing Aye, Nichnulim Venoiflim, the Sitrachra falls and is destroyed, the Choizer Venizgalim Alchusei is Baruch Kavyochel. And Hashem's kingdom is once again revealed and glorified and broadcasted.